Blog Talk Radio.
Now a lot of people think it's as easy as it looks. Books and books and mind concepts and hooks. Session to session to get thoughts manifesting. Stressing and stressing to hit the world with a blessing. A lot of people often ask, well, how you giving back? The way I give back is through the knowledge of my raps like a gem. Boy, my people caught out on the limb. Who be giving in? Caught out on the stem. Who don't want to win? I'm feeling you. I know you're getting down like that. But what I'm saying, dog, is let me hold a little something. Black, I hit you back. I'm on dead jack. That's the 10th time I heard that. All you know is give me. I work hard for every penny that I make. Video and tape, LP and CD. If I pour, you feed me. No dough to spread, always keep a level head. Long as my seeds get fed, it won't go to my head. So everybody love a star when he on top. Nobody comes around when the star starts to drop. Strive to help others who help themselves. Knowledge itself for good health and health.
There ain't no question, but you can't tell her that, cause sometimes she speeds, put a hand out. Like I'm that ATM nigga, drop me off for chicks. Earring in the navel, like she said she wears. She royalty, but whole loyalty to smoke. Get wrecked in the kitchen like she run the cooking channel. And then had the heat in the car door. Goddamn, she's the mother of the D. Your hope of twins. Give me your whole tribe. And be as sexy as Dana was on the cover of Vibes. Flick talk, threaten the walk. She got a girlfriend that used to tap back when. So she always worry a bitch. But till I hold it down, my I get your high rank. Sometimes you well, but I guess that's the style. If you lay up in my high rise, will you stay wise? Will I slay guys? Open your eyes, girl. Don't believe those jealous sight fans. Cause I'm the one looking for late night cats. I told you, girl, my home is my castle. Understand the words be no how.
I heard you think along the battle of the beat. It won 5 nights. I bet you had the time of your life. Working so hard and so long to make a record. Finally to make a song, people respect it. Collect the dough at the show as you sip the mo. Now you hitting a hoe, you never hit before. That's some shit, how much better could it get? Got the leather with the wood kit, all up in the whip. Don't call it to the pit, I'm calling it what? It's really not, this is just one single you got that's really hot. Tomorrow it could bust just like a blood clot. Leave you in the dust for your body to rot. Another party to rock. If it's you or if it's me, it doesn't matter cause it just won't stop. Don't let your grave matter pop. Cause when you release the album, if they don't cop, you're gonna get dropped. So one single don't make you the shit. Stay true to who you are, don't never forget. Keep your feet on solid ground. Cause what goes up must come down.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap, and we are back in the building. While it is Wednesday, I barely made it. The energy and everything in the atmosphere has just been extremely, 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 extremely fluid. That's the word I want to use with that tonight, fluid. But before we get started, y'all know we got to go ahead and welcome everybody to the show. So come on in, grab you a drink. Y'all know me. I've been on these toddies with whiskey and tea over the last few weeks. So that's what I'm doing. And then grab your boo, get close, rub up on each other tonight because we're going to talk about a lot of interesting topics tonight. And our main topic tonight is sowing into your business and cultivating your creativity. And I have a lot of different things that we're going to bring to the forefront when we talk about that tonight in our main topic. And we got some other things that's going to help us transition into that topic real easy tonight. I did not realize the stuff that I was looking up to just prepare for this show was going to get us directly in the light that we're going to be in tonight. So we're going to mix it up a little bit different tonight. We will not have a black person, a Black History, World History tonight. We do have a black person that's dope. I'm really, really digging her. I recently started looking into this young lady, and I want to make sure that I give her her flowers while she's here and currently doing what she is doing. So that is going to be our black person that's dope spotlight tonight. It will be a beautiful young lady tonight. And before we get into it, we got to bring our beautiful young lady into the building. Y'all know we got our favorite Southern belle, Miss CJ, in the building. What it do, shawty?
Hey there.
Ooh, she said, hey there. I like it. Listen, I like the hair mix-up change that you did tonight. When we did the, you know, when we did our little production meeting, I saw the hair, and it is cute. I like what you're doing with it.
I felt spicy.
You felt spicy?
Yeah. Had to change it up.
Hey, every now and then it is a change up. You know, speaking of hair, our production manager, we was having a conversation today, and when we do body empowerment, that will be her 3-year anniversary of her lock journey.
That's so dope.
Right? You know, just to see, you know, one of the things that I've been loving in this season as I've been sitting back over this holiday season and the start of this new year is I've just been looking at things and their journey. And one of the things that I got out of it, and I actually wrote this down. Let me see where I wrote it down at. You know, I got so many notes over here. I want to see where I wrote this down. But it was... talking about trusting in your ability, and in doing so, the thing that it was talking about was trust your hard work. It's unlocking doors that you can't see, and I'm a whole believer in that because just everything that I've been through in life, every place that I've been in life, everything that I've gone through in life, I just have the ability to just trust in the process, trust in putting in the work, trust and believe, you know. And it's funny, CJ, because me and you have been talking about that probably about the last 90 days. We've really been in that conversation. How has that been for you, trusting the process? How have you grown in learning how to trust your process?
It was not easy at first. However, over time, like with practice and love and patience with yourself and practice and love and patience with yourself, you'll get there. It's definitely a journey, but it's a beautiful one.
You know, it's beautiful and it's scary because, you know, you know, trusting the process. One of the things that they don't talk about when they talk about trusting the process is those scary days, those lonely days, those days of rejection, those days of gloom, those days of, you know, feeling like a failure. You know, that was one of the things that I came in today. And even though I've accomplished so many things, like the spirit of failure was just out there today. Like it was like heavy in the atmosphere. And so to get away from it, you know, I do what I always do. And I, you know, I immerse myself in work and other things just so that energy doesn't jump on me. But I've just been feeling that just like a lot of people feeling in this moment, in this time, in this season, and what they're dealing with and going through, that somehow they failed. And I need people to understand that that's not necessarily failure. Sometimes going through what we like to call a down moment, a moment that just doesn't look good or feel good, it's a pruning process to, you know, flowers, especially strong, beautiful flowers. You have to prune them and clean them up and repot them and refertilize and change dirt and change pot sizes and different things in order for it to reach its maximum potential. And in life, we have to go through that. You know, sometimes we have to lose jobs. We have to lose friends. We have to lose family. We have to lose materialism in order to grow, in order to get to where our destination is. And it's scary. It's hard. It's tough. But you're not alone. There's so many of us who have gone through it, and we all should go through a period of, you know, redefining. It's so worth it in the end. Like, CJ, no, I'm not getting too specific. What's something that you didn't realize after you let it go, or you moved on from it, or you realize it fell off or whatever? Just, you know, without being too descriptive and, you know, hurting anybody's feelings or any situation's feelings, what's something that you let go in the past or even recently that as you looked up, you realized that it was for your benefit?
You know what? I quit smoking cigarettes. That was definitely for my benefit.
Hold on. Before you say that, let's applaud that. Because that's not easy to do. So let's go talk about that.
Well, see, it wasn't easy. I was the smoker that I had to smoke after each meal. And then if I had sex, then I had to have smoke after that too. It was really really interesting, but that's the truth. So to go from that to, like, okay, I'm only going to smoke twice today. Okay, I'm only going to smoke once today. Okay, I'm only smoking half a cigarette. Why am I even still smoking? And it was a gradual process. It took a long time.
And that's the thing about getting better. It's not a, you know, people have this false sense of reality that getting better means, you know, you go to bed tonight and then you wake up tomorrow and it's better, and it's not. You know, quitting smoking cigarettes is a process. You know, going to school and getting a degree is a process. Finishing high school is a process. You know, getting up and going to them people's jobs someday is a process. Dealing with your coworkers sometimes is a process. Dealing with family members.
Can fake laughing at work all day? Listen, kudos to y'all who can fake laugh with y'all coworkers and not have a headache at the end of the day.
Listen, when I get done with coworkers, if I don't like a coworker, I can't say coworker anymore because most of the people that I deal with now work for me, so it's kind of hard to say coworker anymore for me. But yeah, when I was going through the coworker situation, hell, even bosses. I mean, I've been cussed out some of the best of bosses, and I'm surprised. You know, I want to thank God for patience and understanding on His part, because, you know, I can honestly say I've never been fired from a job. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that there wasn't some jobs that probably should have fired me, because there were a couple of times that, you know, if they had the right information, they could have easily let me go. But, you know, but I just thank God for patience of Himself for allowing me to go through those processes to be able to see it from both sides. Because, you know, one of the things I think that people, especially people who like graduate high school, go to college, you know, the hardest job they ever had was interning, and then they pretty much go directly into, you know, leadership positions, whether it be manager, office manager, supervisors, and things of that nature. For those who don't get that experience of being a minimum wage employee or, you know, slightly above wage employee and going through that process of what that looks like and the struggles of what that looks like, you know, I want to say shame on them, because a lot of times leadership has no idea what the employee is going through, they're dealing with, what their life is like. And so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get into this topic a little bit more, because there's some things I want to talk about. And this new moon, full moon energy that we've been dealing with is really giving great vibes, and I want to continue that energy. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is one of my favorite songs, y'all. I love this song. So y'all enjoy this song with me, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio by me, G-Mix.
Take off that Gucci, listen to me there. Break out the Magnum, go to the past. And then I'll lay you down on the ground. And get that all day going. Bite your bottom lip, that's sexy too. Your eyes roll back and that. And I'm so hard, like a brick of white. Hard, like a marble top. Like a rim shot drum. When you give me some, I'll rock the Marvin and the Perry White. You holler up this thing, boy, all night. I'll let you ride like Ferrari. Got your body soaking wet, sweating like Safari. From sundown till the white turns red. We step, step, step to the next day, step. That's how it is. Every time we mingle, I make a good boyfriend. Tell him that she's single.
Single. Tonight she's single. Game over. Single.
She's holding on for dear life. While I'm all up in a paradise, I make her melt like ice juice. Well, she's so sexy when she's in the nude. I love it when she do that shit. It was my, and I'm calling it. And my name, she be calling it. And I hit it like a hockey stick. Jersey number 59. I'm all on her, she's all on mine. Microphone, the favorite song, so I keep it cheap. Put it on, let her perform. Yeah. She called me Mr. Marathon. Like a distance runner, I perform. Where I stroke and taste it, and taste it. Yeah. Man, it's no wonder that she's single. Yeah. And that she's single. Game over, it's a wrap,
about that dude, man. I'm telling you, like, that is currently my favorite singer, like, of all time right now. Like, it's a, you know, Boyz II Men, Drew Hill, Cisco up there, but Raheem, like, I don't know, it's something about what he does with music that just make me, that boy said on this song, when I stroke and pace it, when I taste it. Well, listen, they ain't ready. They ain't ready. But let's get back into what we're talking about tonight, because we got some good stuff. Real quick, though, let me do this commercial. Guys, go visit tailoredservices.us. That's www.tailoredservices.us. And tell them your boy DB sent you, so give them that referral code. When you go do your taxes, tell them I sent you You can come in and book a appointment in person to come in the office, or if you have all your stuff electronically, you can schedule a virtual appointment, and they will get your taxes done for you right, and they are doing refer pay options right now. They are booking advance appointments now. So that's www.tailored services.us. Click the link. It's right there at the top. If you was following my pages, you've been on DJ's Roundtable, I think I shared the video commercial link up there today. Go click on that link. Go find them now. If you're in Tallahassee or in the local surrounding counties, you can book an appointment now. CJ, let's talk about this thing. I got a question for you. Because I want to change the vibe just a little bit. I want to relax it just a moment. What is a show that you watch just to be watching? It doesn't have to be like anything deep. It doesn't have to be anything just introspective. But when you just have a moment in the house, let's say you cleaning or cooking, or you just sitting down and you just want to do something, what's a show that you watch just to allow time to pass or kill time?
Ooh, that's tough because I don't really watch TV that much anymore. Typically, it's like Judge Mathis or something.
Oh, you like the ratchet reality TV when you do chill for a second, huh? Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with a little ratchet TV. You know,
just
listen, everybody. Yeah, you know, everybody like a little ratchet TV, you know. When I was younger, I watched
the
Jerry Springer show just for the fights. If they didn't have a fight, I was mad at the episode when I was younger. Like, literally, like, listen, I was only watching it to see chairs flying, to see people in the back crying, to see, you know, to see Jerry fill up on the old girl while he's trying to console her and stuff. Like, that's the only reason why I watched it. Like, you know, that was my reality ratchet TV show back in the day. That's probably the only ratchet show I really watched. For me personally, when I'm really trying to kill time, my two favorite shows to really kill time, and they just like they really help me work and do other things is NCIS and Blacklist. Those are like my two go-to shows. Now, for the production manager, she has a list. The production manager, let's see, she'll probably do, if she's medically having, you know, she needs her medical fix, it's probably Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, that's a good one.
She will watch Cheaters when she needs to get that laugh of, you know, fucked up relationships. if she want to, you know, if she want to feel, you know, better about her.
I can watch TV with her. Okay.
You know, if she will probably want to feel good about her weight loss journey, then she'll probably watch my 600-pound something or 1,000-pound sisters or, you know, one of them dumbass shows. She has an array of, you know, what I like to call wasteful TV shows. No, because anime is not wasteful
my
for
thing
me.
Is-
if I watch anime... If I watch anime, I actually really want to watch anime. I'm talking about shows that you can just put on and you can walk back and forth in the room. You can take a nap. You can get some head to.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory is another good one. What's your show? If you're listening to the show, you can call in. Tell us your show. The number is 319-527-6703. Again, that's 319-527-6703. If you want to tell us what your show is before we go into our next commercial break. When I was younger, my trying to think, because like I go through shows, like I watch Grey's Anatomy, but I actually watched it. What you got?
Martin.
I can almost quote Martin just like almost any random like today I was walking
you got it.
I was walking today and like all of a sudden I just bust out singing Sha Eva Shanae Hey, like,
you know, because Martin was a fool, man. Like, I loved that show, man. Bro, man from the fifth floor holding up four fingers. You know, you gotta have your. And the reason why I asked that question is because you gotta have your release moments. You know, so many times we get so caught up in life on being focused, on being goal-driven, on trying to accomplish. And, you know, we're going to talk about business and later on at the main topic at the 10 o'clock hour. But I wanted to kind of hear life from a different perspective, you know, because so many times we're so focused on what the goal is, what the task is, what we need to complete, and we forget to live. Like, what was it like for you when you forgot to live? Give me a time or a situation where you forgot to live.
Ooh.
I'm going to say for most people, it's having children. When we have children, in the beginning stages of having children, we forget to live. You know, we have the child. We go through the first couple of years. You know, we spend all day cleaning diapers and feeding, breastfeeding, formula feeding, going to appointments, sleepless nights, you know, and we forget that, you know, we like stuff. You know, we end up knowing all of the kids' TV shows and songs, but, you know, we couldn't tell you not one top 100 song in about 3 years.
I guess it's the difference between being an adult parent and a teen parent, because I didn't have, like, I still had to go to school, so I still had my own life, like, outside of being a mom. Like, don't get me wrong, as soon as I got home from school, that was my baby, that was it, we were done. I wasn't going nowhere else, but I still got, I had an escape, I would say. School was my escape away from parenting.
You know, but a lot of people forget to find that escape. A lot of people forget to use that escape. You know, and we do that in so many things in life, you know, and I don't want us to feel like we cannot find times to have fun, find an escape, you know. I got friends who are extremely, extremely important, professional and whatever. And one thing that I love about them is, you know, we'll put on some music and dance and twerk it out or laugh. You know, we'll go to comedy joints. We'll get into poetry. You know, we'll find things that we need to do to keep us grounded, rounded and balanced. And I believe in that. Like, I just think that we should. I think that we get too far detached from reality. So while we're getting detached from reality, this song right here that I'm getting ready to play will help us all find reality where we need it at. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Say you got five or I tell you can bend over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say bruh, no elementary school ground playing. Not a $5 bill, but $5 on the real field. All of the level, say hello. No criticism from the fellow. Hello, being key during a high speed, but still don't have to be me. I'm pretty, too bad.
Like night put a rise to our feet, so we just put your father. You got to leave it like me, but that's the guy. Nicky Murphy broke a smoke, just live all day. Go home and buy big tricky, which is pretty, that's hard.
I got five on the Hennessy, Seagram's award. So this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City. Frank Diddy is a donut. I'm blowing it up like Oklahoma.
Put your feet best believe we'll bend. My goodness, then you thought to something right. It's bought most these acts. Believe that. Okay. Where you from? Oakland. Smoking in the tips to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the hotel love me. At every event, I'm stacked up, so if you need me, scream double on the street.
Oh,
it's
got it. You are your phone, Jack and E. I got five on it. Nothing with that in the weed. I got five on it.
He called me. Why your trade me so bad?
Thought he makes it happen. Five gets flat and revenue growth and just a little bit lightweight. Glad most potent fumes linger, mighty clouds of northern light. I expect a picture barely you'll be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skill, but perhaps today my skill ain't killing me. But the simple fact that I'm off to the track with hella fools for me. Pockets empty, pitching five, man, I'm dusted. Took off my hat, pass it around.
Hey, straight. Hope the head coming dead. Just let the lead bust. Ready to do my parade. Turns off the hurricane. Learn the game. With this weapon, all truth is equal. Me killing people like they've been facing death every seat. So,
insane and
that's in pain. Bring the pain like message. Let's smoking grip the night to the brain for breakfast. Guess what the Hindu thinks to do. The evil that men do. Give me peace. Myself, hope we can continue.
You are the I got five
from the town, mess around and hurt you. Getting off, said I gotta be down. The two stars are going down. Look around you. Tunes from the moon spread round and round you. Back to get my own wall. They let me flow on for 35 on it. Yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them draws. Velvet for the mic and got a pound for the claws.
Can't look cheaper than the Mary Jane. Smoking a five before it's 12 o'clock. Sipping on a hurricane. Better to smoke on the endo. Filling up my window. Better go to the land. We have to rock me. When it comes to sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I'll be hitting the dick so hard I hurl. Hold on, I'm smoking, I have a stroke, THC ain't no joke. I got five on that, and let you know this is smoke. It's the ICE, I'm about to hit it, they crow.
I'm on it, I got five on it.
What's up, babe? It's me, your boy, that's always tight. A little short on some ends, don't worry, I take care of that. I got five.
All right, y'all, that was five on it, the remix with everybody. Losing, Spice One, Drew Dell, Richie Rich, Shock G, E-40, Yuck Mouth, everybody was on that damn track, boy. Ooh-wee. All right, y'all, before we get back into this next segment, our commercial is brought to you by Goddess Lee Cleaning. If you need clean, come get with Goddess Lee, and they will clean for you. If you want to reach them, you can call them at 254-282-2332. That's a lot of twos. I like twos. Again, that's 254-282-2332. That is Goddess Lee Cleaning. They serve the greater Killeen area, but they will travel to you if you reach out to them. Let's go two and two. And if we get two, you got to, because we're going to clean for you. All right, that's Goddess Lee Cleaning, brought to you by Goddess Lee Cleaning. All right, let's get into one of my favorite segments, and that's What Day It Is. CJ, you on the ones and twos. Let's get it.
All right. Today is January 11th. We have Heritage Treasure Day. We also have National Milk Day. I like strawberry milk. What kind of milk do you like?
You know what? Craziest as it may be, when I was a kid, I liked strawberry milk. Now I just like to drink the milk out my cereal when I got good cereal.
Cinnamon.
But it's got to be good cereal. It can't, you know, because it's got to be that cereal that really flavor up the cereal, the milk real good. Not that not that dry ass, you know, ooh, you know, because if it's that hard ass, nasty ass cereal, then I'm going to just pour the milk out when I'm done, because nobody want to drink that shit. So it's got to be like some Fruity Pebbles or some Captain Crunch, or, you know, something that's going to give it some flavor when we're done.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Back on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have National Arkansas Day.
Who the hell want to go to Arkansas?
Yeah, you know, I took a deep breath because I decided to say it the proper way or the way that everybody
okay.
else says it. But it's Arkansas, everybody.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, National Human Trafficking Awareness Day is also
Stop
today.
Right there. Stop right there. I want to say that is a big deal, guys. And that one, and it's funny because I just, not funny, it's sad, really. I just watched a video. It was a young lady. She was black lady. She was working, jogging to be exact. And this guy tried to run up behind her, was acting like he was tired, swaving off to the side of the road. And then he tried to throw her in the car. She beat the brakes off of him and he ended up leaving. But human trafficking is real. There are people, girls, boys, women, men coming up missing every day. Please, if you don't do anything else in life, be vigilant to your young people. If they feel something is weird, tell them it is okay to respond to it. It is okay to address it. It is okay to go flee to safety if they think it's weird or the energy or the situation doesn't feel right. Do not think you have to just continue with the norm if you don't like what's going on. Okay, back on you, Boo.
Okay. And then also for today, we have National Step in a Puddle and Splash Day.
Lizzie Babb loves that day. That's her day any day.
It didn't rain here in Texas.
It didn't rain here either, but listen, she don't care what day it is. Like, literally, as a child, every single day especially when we was in South Florida, because, you know, they get water puddles everywhere down there for some reason. They just, sit there. And she is a fan for just puddles. That's why we brought her, you know, she got rain boots and stuff now. She like a water puddle, so shout out to that. Go ahead, you up.
Okay. So we have tomorrow, which is January 12th. It's Kiss a Ginger Day. Redhead.
Ooh, kiss
my
redhead.
Best friend would love tomorrow.
Oh, she like redheads?
She does like redheads.
Oh. I'm good. I'm going to keep my comment to myself. You can keep going. Keep going.
Okay. What is that? Okay. National Curry Chicken Day. And then
that's
also
the production
National
manager's day. That's her day, but she can't have curry chicken right now. She's on curry chicken punishment.
My Gigi makes the best curry chicken. Oh, my goodness.
Tell her I'm coming to her house for curry chicken day next year.
Okay, I have to tell her it's the day. And then we also have National Pharmacist Day.
Shout out to all the drug dealers out there. You're right, licensed or not, as the production manager says.
True story. Okay. We also have on January 13th, which is Friday the 13th.
Hold on. You missed a couple. Let me give you a couple you missed out in fun. We have National Hot Tea Day. So
wait,
today
what day
is
that?
Today. Oh, tomorrow. I'm sorry,
okay.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow is National Hot Tea Day, and tomorrow is National Youth Day.
Ooh.
So if you know some little people, do something with them. Tomorrow's a good day for that. All right, keep going. Do you have the 13th or are you done?
I have the 13th.
Let's kick it.
It is Korean American Day.
Okay. I like some good kimchi.
I've never had that before.
Listen, you get some. Listen, I'm not a fan of spicy food, but you get some good spicy kimchi, you'll be cleaned out real good. Mm-hmm. Whole booty hole be like a whistle down the hallway.
I think I'm good. Okay, it's also National Sticker Day. I like stickers. Okay. That's cool. National Blame Someone Else Day.
Yes.
What's that Friday?
That's Friday?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to walk around and I'm going to point the finger at everybody. Yep, you did this, and you did that. I'm just not going to say nothing to my spouse because I want to get chopped in the throat a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But everybody else, though, I'm going to blame them.
It's going to be the first Friday the 13th of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. And then we have National Rubber Ducky Day.
Yeah, I almost went and downloaded the Rubber Ducky song.
You know, when I would cry, my dad would sing that song when I was little, and I would stop crying. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, your dad's awesome.
I had a good one. I was a lucky girl.
Listen, I don't know him personally, but I just want to tell him, thank you for that, because, you know, Rubber Ducky song is amazing.
Yes, it is. You got to play it.
I am not. Y'all are not getting me kicked off the show tonight.
Okay,
fine. Y'all just be doing stuff. It's a need.
Moving right along.
Listen. I was just sitting here thinking, right? Let me let you finish. Go ahead. I'll say it when we're done. Go ahead. Finish your job. Finish your job. What you got?
Okay, then we have January 14th, which is World Logic Day.
Shit.
National.
Have you met these people?
Listen, everybody's logic isn't technically logical. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. We have National Vision Board Day.
Ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, that's
yeah.
What, Saturday?
Yeah, that's Saturday. I'm like, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I gotta talk to my business partner on that because we do vision board stuff. So yeah, we definitely need to throw something together real quick for Saturday. I'm gonna have to holler.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That'd be dope.
Okay. We have Ratification Day. No, there's two more things.
What kind of gratification?
No, ratification.
Ratification. What are we ratifying?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Okay.
We have National Dress Up Your Pet Day. And last but not least, National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Yeah, I'm good. I've never been a fan of a pastrami sandwich. I don't really like pastrami. Like pastrami.
It depends on the deli.
Of all the deli meats, pastrami's not really my favorite. Like, I mean, I know Italians go crazy. Ooh, pastrami. I'm not a fan of it. Like, it don't. Every time I eat it, I end up taking it off my. I take it off my sandwich, so I'm good. You can keep pastrami.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of pastrami. Two things I'm not a fan of when it comes
to that, yeah.
I'm not a fan. Like, I can eat it, but I prefer not to. It's pastrami and lobster tails. Not a fan of either one of them. Like, I'll eat them, like, and I know how to prepare them, and they're great for everybody else, but I don't have to have them. Like, I'll do it, but it's just something to do. Like, it's just, like, I tell people, lobster tails to me is just expensive, wasted meat.
Wow. Okay.
Is that all our days?
That's all of our days.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we go. Well, I got the hiccups now. And we will be back with birthdays. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
It's going down tonight, you know I got to go get fitted. Hit the mall to get it, then I stop to get my hair twisted up in ponytails and sell a bill. Back to the grain and let my people know, you know it's going down tonight, man, we listen. I got the 411 on the bumpin'. We riding with them heaters if they bumpin', then we jumpin'. I'm slumpin' in the meantime, my speakers are jumpin' up, I say box. I see these brides, choose to make they sprung on my Shirley locks. Made the block and they was all up on my bumpers trying to pull me over. But now I get to nothing when I'm sober. Hit the gas and smoke it up, smashed off a mouth. Bending corners laughing cause I left their car cloudy. Went to my partner house and they was focused, sitting Vegas. Spent $5 a game on Madden 95 on Sega. Taking out the room, fools laying on the ground. They better have some get back cause tonight it's going back.
Oh, tonight.
Close up shop on the Sega, now we slamming bones. Up in my hood it's on, we make a casino up out your home. Head up, I sit some down fast. But they stash, yelling stand up when you pass. Turn over your bones and give me your cash. I hit the step with the money I want to give me your photo. Hey, double up on the scene, I'm an OG on the ink for sure. I get twisted up in knots, first straight sloppy. Fries free to sell my nuts and haters won't mock. Can't understand how deep I get when I spit this real on real to real. Straight up out the heels, doing a minute wheel. Steel toe, boot stomping, bottle my head to the whopping, get my knees dirt. When I'm singing them on the docks for Thompson, side betting Lil Joe and the duck that watch me grow. I let them come and watch that double dip lock up the show. I talk spad and clown, walking around and looking my ram, snatching my money up off the ground, cause tonight it's going down.
Oh, tonight.
To the house to get dressed, it's finally nightfall. Jumped in my 7-4, smashing cause I'm tight, y'all. Check to see if the tech was on the passenger seat, I need some heat. The only way I'm a creep. Late night through these foggy streets. Been the block, I seen a whole crew on the counter smelling that aroma. Talking about the bump and coming up on the super fast up.
All right, y'all, we are back. We are getting ready to get into birthdays because I don't know why music don't want to play right. So, CJ, let's get into birthdays. You ready?
Do it.
I ain't even ready. I ain't got nothing pulled up or nothing. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Like, I already know a couple of the birthdays, so I'm kind of ready because I'm excited because a couple of these birthdays I mess with. So, Today, listen, two motherfucking day, it is Queen Mary J. Blige's birthday. Now, me and CJ was having a conversation about Mary J., and I need somebody to please go talk to her motherfucking manager. She needs to have a boot line. If she don't do nothing else in her life, she will become a certified billionaire if she starts a boot line.
Yeah, billions. Quickly. Almost overnight.
I know some people right
almost
now.
Overnight.
Listen, I know some people right now that will go buy every damn boot that she gonna put out there. Because listen, first of all, listen, whether you like her music or
she'll
not,
she'll be like the equivalent of Jordan.
Listen, because I'm not even, I'm a dude. And when I listen, the boots that she wore, I'll be like, God dang, girl, you rocking them. She need a boot line. She need a boot line. She need a boot. And they got to be specific. It's got to be boots with a heel.
Yes.
Specifically. All right, y'all. Also, one of my favorite people from Living Single, but most people don't even realize this, when the show Living Single came on, her character was my favorite character on the show, and I am talking about the lovely, the incomparable Miss Kim Coles. Her birthday is also today. I don't know this young lady, but Aja Naomi King's birthday is today. Emily Heskey's birthday is today. Little Twist's birthday is today. And Lunch Money Lewis's birthday is today. Don't know who that is either. Leroy Sane, a Sane. I'm not sure. I'm going to go with both pronunciations. If you know who he is, then you know he's a soccer player. Happy birthday. Breonna Perry's birthday is today. Like the outfit, but she looked naked in that one, babe. I mean, well, it's Capricorn season. You know, they don't like clothes anyway. They lie and say they do, but they really don't. Today is also Neff Farrow's birthday. Happy birthday to Mr. Neff Farrow. Tomorrow we have, ooh, I love her. Issa Rae's birthday is tomorrow. Shout out to Issa Rae. Amiri, I don't know how to say her name. I don't know her, so her birthday is tomorrow. Raekwon's birthday from Wu-Tang is tomorrow. Mr. Break the Rim himself, Dominique Wilkins' birthday is tomorrow. Willie Francis's birthday is tomorrow, and Beethoven. Hey, Marie. Okay.
Beethoven.
Who was that? You know who that is?
He's a producer.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, Beethoven. I don't know who you are, but happy birthday, sir. And then on Friday. Oh, Friday is power packed. Janet Hubert's birthday is on Friday. I love her. Shonda Rhimes' birthday is on Friday. Ooh. I love her as well. Jimmy Wopo's birthday is on Friday. Christopher Boykin's birthday is on Friday. And Doug Martin's birthday is on Friday. And on the 14th, God dang, Saturday. Listen, Saturday, I might have to do a show, a special show this weekend just for them. on Saturday, you got LL Cool J, Slick Rick. Listen, this is a good lineup. LL Cool J, Slick Rick, Evelyn Braxton, and Carl Weathers' birthday is all on Saturday. That is a good-ass damn birthday lineup, and that is our birthdays. If you have a birthday or have the show number is 319-527-6703. Definitely call in, let us know that you're celebrating or a loved one of yours is celebrating a birthday. Or you can always email us at DJsRoundtable19 and then put in birthdays, put your name in there. We will definitely read it out on the show. Also, while we have a few minutes before we get to the 10 o'clock hour, if you have a business or you need advertisement, sponsorship, our show syndicates all over the world through Spotify, through Blog Talk Radio, and we're on all other streaming platforms, Apple, Pandora, all the different major platforms out there. You can find our podcast. So if you're looking for advertising and marketing, definitely reach out to us through DJsRoundtable19@gmail.com, and the production manager will make sure that she gets that information and let you know how you can be advertised on the show. Before we get into our main topic of the night, I do want to say this, CJ, because I love being humble, and I love being not in the spotlight. I'm definitely more of a behind-the-scenes type person, but I just want to say that when it comes to life and comes to things that we have done in life, I just want to tell everybody on my team that's listening, that's a part of what I've done, what I will be doing, what we in the near future, is I am proud of all of you. Thank you for your sacrifices and your contributions to helping us get to where we are today. I'm not always the easiest person to work with and for, so I just, by default, I want to say thank you. And, you know, to my family, you know, especially my immediate in-house family, my wife, my daughter, my siblings, I'm tough. My expectations of what I want us to achieve in life is great. I don't believe that we should ever settle for mediocrity. And if I've ever been hard on you or unfair towards you in any way that you believe is unfair, I humbly apologize to anybody, but it was only because I saw greatness in you and I wanted to see you get to where you creatively and collectively should be at. Now, other than that, man, fuck y'all, bro. Y'all get on my goddamn nerves. you know, you can't give them all good. You got to give them some truth now. You can't give them all good.
I was
good.
Waiting for it. I knew it was coming.
You can't give them all good now. You know, people just want you to stroke their ego all day. You know, I can't stroke the ego all day. You know, people be like, ooh, you know, they be like, ooh, I want you to give me a shout out. I'm like, bro, what do you do? What have you done? I woke up this morning and I made a grilled cheese sandwich. You did nothing special. You took two pieces of bread and some cheese and toasted it on both sides. I mean, maybe you could teach an 8-year-old to do that successfully, you know. Hey, get them a little panini press. They ain't even got to work that hard.
That's true.
You know, but, you know, I try to be fair. I try to be all love and all those good things. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get into this topic that we got tonight. And it's a wonderful topic, man. The production manager has been doing a great job at putting our topics together, and I want to give her a shout-out. She's really stepped out of her comfort zone and doing what we do with this, and I just want to tell one of the things I'm going to do this year is I'm going to make sure just as much as I criticize people for what they don't do, I'm going to definitely make sure on my team, my employees, and everyone around me that I give them major kudos, major love, and major support on the things that they do and the efforts that they put in, because it is not easy to get up every single day and do stuff. Like some days, it's hard. Some days you just like, fuck it, I don't care, I quit. Your mama's a man, your brother's your sister, your uncle's your cousin, and all those good things in between. So shout out to just everybody. But while we have a moment, CJ, is there anybody you want to thank, anybody that you're proud of that you want to celebrate before we take this commercial break?
I'm proud of my son. You know, he was on academic probation, but he has managed to have straight A's since they've returned back to school and turned all his assignments in on time. So I am proud of him tonight.
You know, and real quick while you're saying that, let me say this as well. Especially when it comes to our children. And CJ, we had this conversation, so this is going to be kind of a replay for you, but for adults. Reach your kids where they are. Stop assuming because you did something. Stop assuming because you're presenting resources. Stop assuming because they go to a good school. Stop assuming because everybody's willing to help them that they are not going through their own life situations. We get so caught up and so hell-bent on believing because we as adults have gone through what, you know, what we believe they have gone through, or because we think we're in a certain place in life, that kids don't have their own predisposed issues. The issues we had when we were kids are not their issues today. Meet those kids where they are. Listen to them. They have a voice. They have an opinion. It can be wrong. And believe me, as children, we can often be wrong. As adults, we can be wrong. But if they don't have the belief in them that they can express themselves to adults, you are crippling them. You are hindering them, and you are destroying the fabric of their very being. Give them an opportunity to succeed, and you will be surprised at what they will bring you in return. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
In the court, a knees buckle, staying for a man to survive. He hustle, seen and been through struggle a whole life, made a transition from being his home to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. In a chest of face with tears at a man's back, he was facing years in her name, so the place with tears, they trying to take everything except the kids. But years been scuffle and fight while he's trying to hustle that white up all night, wondering if he's alive, seeing him try to bubble inside and scream. Yeah. The judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. As the foreman got the verdict from the bailiff, emotional outburst, tears, and smear makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She's shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queen pen.
Getting ready to get into this 10 o'clock main topic. And the topic is sow into your business, cultivate your creativity. And before we talk about that topic, I want to tell you something that I read today, or I looked up. And today is 1/11/23, right? And so when I looked up, you know, angel numbers is usually a four-digit number, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I looked up today, the angel number for today represents tell yourself to trust your ability and believe in your wisdom. And it was crazy because you know, I had talked to, you know, I was talking to my business partner earlier this week, and I was telling her I was nervous, and she was like, why are you nervous? I said, because I'm walking in faith and trusting myself. And it was funny because, you know, for me, you know, I always read my horoscope, you know, again, some of y'all going to say that's voodoo and hoodoo and whatever, whatever, but I believe in astrology and all those different things. I, you know, I read the Bible, I read the Quran, I read spirituality, I read different types of books. I'm not a believer that there's one specific correct answer. I believe that there are a lot of many different ways that you can get to a situation, but I just felt like once I started seeing this number, and I kept seeing this number, and I kept seeing this number, and it was funny because, you know, I told you before, you know, reality has been telling me to sit down through the 12th, that I'm not allowed to really do anything new until the 13th, and so a lot of people don't understand how to sow into their business and how to cultivate their creativity. So before we go deep into this, what does sow into your business mean to you? Especially being a new business owner, how did you learn how to sow into your business, and what does that mean for you?
It depends on the day, because sometimes that can mean stashing money into your business. Other days that can mean actually going out and promoting your business and telling people about what you do. It's not always the same, but it's different things that you do to help yourself grow.
I love that answer of it's not always the same. And, you know, one of the things that when we first started growing your business and learning and teaching you how to sow into your business, one of the ways that you learned how to sow into your business in the very beginning is going to places, you know, learning how to go to the library, learning how to go to the courthouse, learning how to go to the Solicitor General's office. Those little techniques of learning different parts of your business taught you that everything that you do sows into your business also, but it also sows into you. You know,
yeah.
There's, you know, I when I'm mentoring and I'm coaching business, young entrepreneurs in business, is, you know, I try to teach them first off is, and it's funny because I teach two lessons of the same thing, and I teach it different in year one versus year two. And for some of y'all who want to get a quick cheat course into one lesson that I teach, and this is one very small lesson that I teach, CJ, and you know this to be true, in year one, I teach everything that you do go into your business, right?
Right.
In year two, I teach you everything that you do has nothing to do with your business. And I know, and see, she laughs because she knows both of those points to be true. And so when you do not understand from a business mind and from a understanding of growth, because your business is supposed to grow, and this is what I mean by this, and I'm going to give y'all some cheat codes. So don't go and be like, ooh, if I start seeing posts tomorrow from people who I know that know me, and they talking about, ooh, everything, you know, if I start, you know, because y'all do this. But understand this. Your business is like a baby. So in the beginning, man and woman come together, they create a child, right? So year zero of the business or the baby is just growing. You can't see the baby grow. You know, other than when you go to the doctor, you get to see those couple of ultrasounds that they do, you know, throughout the course of the pregnancy. You know, other than seeing your belly get big, other than seeing the uncomfortability that you're having, the mood swings, the anxiety, the desire to want to eat, the desire to not want to eat. Business is the same way. CJ, have you not had those same things go on in your life and in year zero of your business?
Yes.
And we get so caught up and everybody's like, oh, start an LLC, it's going to be great and da-da-da-da-da. But they don't prepare you for what sowing looks like. Sometimes sowing is literally sitting in a dark, quiet space being fucking confused. Sometimes sowing into your business is reading a book or reading an article to get better understanding. One of the things that CJ said to me, she goes, I went to school for business and I sat in the classroom and I didn't understand shit that they were saying. Not that it wasn't in common terms, but perfect example. Most people who take accounting, right? The first time you take accounting will piss you off if you're not prepared, because they're going to tell you things like equity. And they're going to say equity is in everything. And you're going to stand there and you're going to say, okay, well, since equity is in everything, you're going to go get that a problem, and they're going to give you an equity equation, and you're going to put equity on the wrong fucking side, and then you're going to be mad because you're going to get the question wrong, and then you're going to be mad at the teacher because you're going to say it's in everything, so I put it on here because you said it's in everything and it's positive, and then you don't understand when and where and how to apply it.
Right.
See, sowing is like equity. Sowing is like accounting principles. You have to know when to apply what it is you're trying to sow. So, for instance, if you want a harvest of cucumbers, you have to know what season, what time of the year, what type of soil, what type of plant, what type of pot to put it in, or what type of ground. There's some plants have to be potted before they can be put into the open ground. There's different types of techniques that go, just like it is into harvesting food, that go into business. But we are not willing to, let's look at the second word in this conversation, cultivate the creativity of building a business. We are wasteful more so than we are creative. We find ways. CJ, remember when we first had this conversation and I said, stop trying to find ways to spend money?
Yes. And I was just like, what? What do you mean?
And every time she would come to me and say she wanted to do something in business, she was giving me a way to spend money, and I was like, but you don't need to spend money there. We've already accomplished that goal. Learning how to sow into your business is understanding that having a conversation with someone can open up a door. Simply today, perfect example. I came home from the business today. We cleaned the carpets, so there was nothing that we could do inside of the building. So went for a walk. So number one, so let's look at trusting your ability. Let's look at trust, right? So normally there's a specific way that I go through the park every single day to go walking. Today I luckily decided to go in the opposite direction. Rarely do I go this way. I only go this way when I'm riding the bike to do two things, to go do laundry or to go to work. Any other time, I do not even walk that direction. Today, I did. Today, when I made that walk, 500 damn near police cars swarmed in the area that I would have walked through. There was a man fleeing the police going in the very direction that I normally would have went into. Walk the opposite direction. The very people who filmed, let me show you how precise God can be. The very people who filmed as I walked the opposite direction and came up the opposite way to come back around to where I would normally walk through. The very same people who filmed it, I got the gentleman's business card less than 5 minutes of him filming the guy running the other direction. Not because that made me better, but I trusted my intuition to say, go that way. I trusted my intuition to go for the walk, to be creative, to do something different. And though that very little thing that I was looking for, the gentleman that I was looking for happened to cross my path, happened to come into my way. Not because I wanted something out of it, not because I was looking for something out of it, but because it just happened to show up. Because I'm trusting the process. I'm believing in what I'm trying to do. I'm understanding and what I want to accomplish. It's when people say trust the process, the hardest thing about trusting the process and sowing into your business is understanding everything goes into your business and nothing at all has anything to do with your business. And it's the most convoluted, hardest process to understand. But once you begin to get it, once you begin to master it, once it begins to make sense, those things will begin to manifest into your business. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, guys.
J.M., y'all. Come on. J.M., y'all. J.M., y'all. I'm so dead. Come on.
I know a dude named Jimmy used to run up any nighttime. If he drunk, walk the Henny and drink. I didn't mind it when he fucked me from behind. It felt fine. That's even when he used to grind. He was a trick when I slept the dick. He used to pass me bricks, credit cards, and shit. Suck him to sleep. I took the keys to the key. Tell him I'll be back. Go fuck with some other cat. Flirting, getting numbers in the summer. Whole hop, raw top, and my man's dropped. And it's homie Jimmy. He's screaming Jimmy. Made me on my back, busting nuts all over me. After 10 times we fucked, I think I bust twice. He was nice, kept my neck filled with ice. Put me in Chanel, kept me out nice. Call sucking the dick, blocking the mind. Something about this dude got me dead. Something that could have made his ass a real man. Something I wanted, but I never was pushing. The motherfucker never ate my pussy.
I got one thing tonight.
Come on. Little Kim, bring it to me now.
I know a dude named Von Drew, push a cue. Had a round two on Flatbush and Avenue U. Had a weak spot, used to pump African black. He used to steal his bag, so the purpose with his hat. I used to see him in the tunnel with buckets of dawn. Whisper in my ear, he wanted to get his fuck on. I dug him, so I fucked him. It wasn't nothing. He wanted me to suck him, but I didn't. I ain't running. The sex was wet, the four-stroke creep. On his dick, wrote his ass to sleep. He called that Greek, asking why I ain't keep him. I thought your ass was still sleeping. He laughed. Told me he bought a new tab. Could what? He come over right fast and fuck my pretty ass? I'll pass, nigga, the dick was trash. If sex was record sales, you would be double back. Only way you seeing me is if you eating me.
Come on.
Downtown, take my love like Harvest Grant. I'm trying to impress you with the Bobby Stone. I give you 10 G's, nigga, if it leave me alone. Scream.
I don't want dick tonight.
Yeah. Keep my pussy right. The moral of the story is this. You ain't licking this, you ain't sticking it. And I got witnesses. Ask any nigga I've been with. They ain't kick shit till they suck their tongue in it. So I ain't with that sweat and shit. I got my own bin. I got my own end. Immediate friend. That's right. Me and my girls rock worlds of big niggas. Fuck for car keys and double digits. What do you think got leverage? I could be blunt. I treat it like it's precious. I ain't off front. Lipstick niggas that's frontin' like they really suck my pussy till they kill me. You feel me?
Yeah.
Taylor Healing, and that will be taking place March 18th and 19th in Tallahassee, Florida. We will be having our keynote speaker, which will be Miss Tanya Lewis out of West Palm Beach, Florida. She will be our keynote speaker, and our theme will be I Am Not My Past, and we'll be cosplaying, let me get the words right, COSPLAY cosplaying fairies. So if you have a fairy costume or you would like to be a part of our body empowerment photo shoot that will take place on the 19th of March, please make sure you come out, make sure you register, and the link is on Luxuria. So if you go and put in at LUXURIAFC1, search that on Facebook. The link is there, or you can reach out to our production manager through DJ's Roundtable, and she will make sure that you get the link as well. So that's DJ's Roundtable on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You will be able to get the link for body empowerment. And again, the topic for this year is I Am Not My Past, and we will be cosplaying fairies. So, Google that, look into it. We're getting that back started, so I'm excited about that. CJ, you coming to body empowerment?
Yes.
Oh, you said that's something.
Yes.
Before we end this topic, I want to talk about cultivating your creativity. And I wanted to talk about this a little bit separate than sewing, because cultivating your creativity sometimes can be hard. I'm not going to talk about your life or anyone else's life, because I don't know. I can only speak for mine. But I know a lot of the things that I wanted to do, the people around me didn't see it, they didn't believe it, they didn't think it was achievable. I've had, you know, and CJ, this is not directed at you, but because you're one of many, and so don't feel no type of way, because I don't get mad at this, but I've had people literally laugh at me when I tell them what my goals and what my plans are, because they're far-fetched, they're far-reaching. You know, that statement of shoot for the moon, and if you don't reach the moon, you'll land amongst the stars. I'm that person. I didn't shoot for the moon. I shot for the end of the galaxy. I didn't care about the moon. I wanted it all. And I believe that you can have it all, but there's some things that you have to go through. There are some things that you have to do in order to cultivate that creativity. You know, I learned how, you know, I perfected salsa dancing in Iraq. You know, I took salsa classes in Iraq, you know, of all the places that you would think someone would be taking salsa classes, that's where I perfected salsa dancing. I cultivated business not in the United States. Everything that I've learned about business, I've learned in Germany, I've learned in Dubai, I've learned in Iraq, I've learned around the globe. You know, when I got off the military, you know, my E5, E6, and E7 at the time laughed at me because they told me, you know, you leaving the military to go be a government contractor was a farce. You know, don't put all your eggs in that basket. And I got out of, you know, I PCS, ETS'd December 27th, 2005, and February the 13th, 2006, I was at my first duty station as a government contractor working. So less than 60 days from my ETS date, I was doing what it is that I told people that I was going to do. And I'm saying the only way that you can reach what it is that your goals are is you have to put a plan in place. When I went through my ETS process, when we did resume writing, I took resume writing serious. When everyone left the class, I went and talked to the teacher who was teaching resume writing. She gave me about 5 different pages of just different things. She gave me a copy of thesaurus. She gave me a copy of templates of different types of resumes to work with and play with. I believe that I wanted to be a business owner. I believe that I wanted to be a CEO. So when I went and I talked to, when I went and interviewed for jobs, I interviewed for jobs as if I was going to eventually be the CEO of the company. They can laugh. They can look at you like you're stupid. They cannot believe in your dream, but you got to believe. You got to sow into it. You got to cultivate that. You got to take that little bitty seed of a dream, and you got to do everything to make sure that that dream can be a budding plant, that it can nourish and sustain you. People don't know, when I was trying to grow my security business and when I was working hard to become a security guard, people don't know there were nights that I slept on benches. There were nights that I used tarps to cover myself because I couldn't make it home because, again, my lifestyle was such that I chose to ride a bike. And I said that if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to make every sacrifice that I need to make in order to ultimately reach my dream, to ultimately reach the level of success that I want to sustain. That has to be your mindset. You cannot walk in fear. You cannot walk in disbelief. You cannot walk in sadness. You cannot walk in shame. You cannot walk in defeat. You have to believe when no one else believes, when your family doesn't believe, when your spouse doesn't believe, when your friends don't believe, when your contemporaries don't believe, when your enemies don't believe. You still have to believe that you can reach your dream. I'm living it. I'm living my dream. For those who are around, CJ's close to me. CJ gets to see what I do. She can tell you. She has watched every single, from the time that I left El Paso and sat down and had those conversations with what we were going to do together when she was that person laughing to where we are today, she will tell you it sounded far-fetched.
It sounded
crazy. It sounded unreachable. It sounded unattainable. But CJ, tell them what I'm doing now based off of what we said we were going to do.
Everything? I mean, you do a lot. You do so much. Like, everything.
This is not hyperbole.
Like 9 different businesses, give or take.
But tell them, it's not hyperbole. It's a belief in myself. It's a belief in the spirit realm. It's a belief in my ancestors. It's a belief in tomorrow. It's a belief in my friends. It's a belief in my competitors. It's a belief in the system. You have to believe in something. A person who's not willing to stand on and for something will fail. Look at the people who are failures around you. Look at the people who are not going after their goals. Look at the people who are not getting what they want. And I can tell you one thing, they're comfortable. They are afraid to rock the boat. They're afraid to do something different. They did just enough to get to where their life is sustainable, and they're not willing to step out on faith and belief. They're willing to stay exactly where they are, and when that no longer is able to provide for them, they are standing there looking distraught, pitiful faced, crying, and hoping someone steps in for them. I refuse to let us do that. I refuse to be a part of a community of people who fail. Last week we talked about Black Wall Street. I've helped so many people along the way, and I will continue to help people. But the number one thing in order to cultivate success, in order to reach success, you have to first believe in it. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get into Black People is Dope. I'm going to play a classic song. Some of y'all may or may not know this song, but this was one of my favorite songs because I always want to know, what would you do for love? We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I should have seen you with trouble right from the start. Told me so many lessons. I got some mess with broken hearts. So many questions. When this began, we was the perfect match for that. We had the problems, but we working at it. And now the arguments are getting loud. I want to stay, but I can't help from walking out. It's so little way. Just take my hand and understand. If you could see, I never planned to be a man. It just wasn't me. But now I'm searching for commitment and other arms. I want to jump to you from home. Don't be alarmed. Your attitude was the cause. You got me stressing. Soon as I open up the door with your jealous questions. Like, where can I be? You're killing me with your jealousy. Then my bitches to be free. I can't breathe. As soon as I leave, it's like a cut. I hear you calling me to come back.
What
I'm
you want to do?
That's
right. You got everything you don't deserve. You try to
Break is brought to you by D Oils, where you can get the best smelling fragrances for $4 a bottle. We also have shea butters, sugar scrubs, and all types of other body health care and wellness skin care products. That's D Oils. You can find them on Facebook at D_Oils. Just check them out, or you can reach out to them through me. If you know me and you know who Big Bap is, go on my page, hit me up, and we'll make sure that you get all the quality scents, smell goods, and products that you need. CJ, are you ready to talk about this next young lady?
Let's do it.
You know, it's funny because when this young lady first popped onto the scene, I really was not checking for her. I wasn't looking for her. I didn't really know much about her, and not to say anything negative about anything, but as she was getting into her life of music and what she did, I wasn't really checking for her. And that's exactly who we're talking about tonight. Her, H-E-R. Her name is Her. Her real name is Gabriella Wilson. She goes by the name Her, which means having everything revealed is what her name actually means. She is an American singer, songwriter, musician, and actress. She has received several awards, including an Academy Award, a Children's Family Emmy Award, and 5 Grammy Awards, along with the nomination for a Golden Globes Award, 3 American Music Awards, and 4 Billboard. But more so, her ability to touch people through music and guitar. What she does musically and as a performer just artist is dope. What Her does as an artist is dope. She has just transcended music in my viewpoint. So, but I don't want to overshadow my co-host on this tonight, because my co-host could talk about her a little bit more deeply because she follows her. So I'm going to turn the mic over to my co-host. And how has she influenced you as a young female?
She made me want to be gentle again. Her music, it's beautiful, it's soft, it's loving, it's empowering. She made me want to be gentle again. I was a Kevin Gates fan. I did not want to listen to nobody. I was not listening to no females off the
parts.
Oh, you are a whole
nigga. Come on, first off, listen, you're a whole... You know, because Kevin disrespectful.
No, I'm not.
Kevin disrespectful. So Her brought you back to your femininity.
Yay.
So what, because she has a barrage of great music. I've literally sat down and listened. What's your favorite?
Yeah, she has a lot. My favorite would have to be Best Part.
Best Part?
Yes, my favorite Her song called Best Part.
Tell me about it. Why is that your favorite song?
Because it's like, hold on just a second.
You okay? Well,
it's
CJ,
like all the best parts of a relationship, like gentle kisses and coffee in the morning and like sunrises and like just beautiful parts of life.
So far, I would say the best two songs that I have heard from her, so far, I can't say best songs, but my favorite song that I've heard from her so far, of what I've been listening to, there's a song that she did with Chris Brown, Come Through.
That one was good, too.
That has been my best. That's been my favorite song so far. And it's weird because it's like the craziest thing is when I was listening to the song because I was so enthralled in her, I didn't even realize Chris Brown was on the song until I actually went and, you know, you go back and you heart the songs that you like and stuff, right? So it
right.
wasn't until I hearted the song and I went back and I'm like, yo, Chris Brown is on this bitch? Cause like I was so enamored by just her voice and the vocal arrangements on the song and just how she does what she do. I was really enthralled in her. Like I really didn't even focus on the male voice that was there. Like I listened to it and did not even realize that was Chris Brown the whole time. He gave me nothing. Like, he didn't take away from the song, let me say that, like, because I don't want anyone to be like, oh, whatever, because I'm a big Chris Brown fan as well. I love his music. I love his work. I love what he puts out. But just what
did
she
you hear
brought
his
to last
album?
Huh?
I'm sorry.
I have not listened to his last album, but I will. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to listen to Miss Her, and then we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up tonight's show. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
That's the song.
Hey, you're a new pain when you hold me. You kiss me slowly, it's the sweetest thing. And it don't change if I had it my way. You would know that you are. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far, if I think you're moving, oh, you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, this time.
It's the sunrise and those brown eyes. You're the one that I desire. When we wake up, then we make love. It makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go,
how far, no matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, best part.
If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
All right, y'all, that was her and Daniel Caesar, best part. CJ, I like that. I like that. Listen.
I promise you, maybe I saw some gentle and cuddly on the inside. I didn't know what to do with myself the first time I heard that song.
Listen, I told you you a whole thug. You know, you part.
You're not.
Listen. You from Louisiana, baby. Your blood, your roots come out of the bayou, baby. You got a little thug in you.
A little bit, but don't tell nobody.
Who? They already know. They heard it. First of all, you went from Kevin Gates to her. You know the extremes those are?
I'm an Aries. Everything is extreme.
Listen, y'all believe in putting y'all hands on stuff wholeheartedly.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But I appreciate you. I thank you for kicking it with me tonight. We had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show tonight.
I'm good myself. Thank you for having me.
Come on, you know you can come kick it anytime. So before we get ready to get up out of here, tell me what mood you been in? Like, I just want to know where you've been at, where your heart and your mind been at over the last few days. Because, you know, this new year has been different. Like, this year hasn't started like a lot of years past. Maybe it has for other people, but it hasn't for me. But how has your new year
been? No. This year has been interesting. It started with like a gut punch. Like it was happy and then like a gut punch and then like, but it's been peaceful ever since, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, I'm happy that you're finding your way. We're all finding our way through this journey, this mold, this is life, and I hope that everybody out here just finds ways to express themselves, find happiness in who they are, and just really get to be free in who they are. And if you don't do anything else this year, find you. Find happiness in you if you can't do anything else. But before we get out of here, you know, we got to do our favorite part of the night. We're gonna end the night in Louisiana. So the whole. The greatest people that I have met in my life who have been long-term friends, partners, confidants, just wonderful, just great people have come out of the state of Louisiana. And so I'm going to let you do the honors of giving us the word of the night, and then I'm going to go, and then we're going to have one of the greatest concert performances in Louisiana of all times. There was a live performance. This is one of my favorite songs ever performed in New Orleans.
So we're going to do this. So, CJ, give them – but hold on. Before we do this, and I want y'all to know this, I started Word of the Day because I just wanted to leave people with something that inspires them. But, CJ, I want to say this, and this came from the production manager herself. What you have done with Word of the Day has been nothing but amazing. You have taken it and put it on another pedestal, and I just want to thank you for what you have given the show, the inspiration, the feedback, the love and the emotion that you have given Word of the Day. I just want to tell you, thank you for that, because not everybody truly dwells themselves into what it is they do. And Word of the Day, you have taken it and taken it to new heights. So I just want to say thank you for your attention to detail with that. And the floor is yours.
Okay. So with that being said, never forget that walking away from something unhealthy is brave. Even if you cry a little bit on the way out of the door, you're still a brave person.
She said, "Cry a little bit." I cry a lot of bit sometimes. Sometimes you gotta get them tears.
Yeah.
I'm a believer that tears sometimes solidifies the exit. It does. Miss CJ, I thank you for joining us. Y'all give it up to our Miss Southern Belle. I appreciate you, boo.
Good night, y'all.
Before I give my word of the day, I just want to say again, shout out to our production manager. She does wonderful work in the background. She does so much to make sure that you guys have entertainment, joy. If you really want to get some laughs and some joy in, follow our TikTok page. That's DJ's Roundtable Talk, or follow our IG and Facebook page. Again, that's DJ's Roundtable. You can just go in there and look it up. Look for our green logo seal. It's there. But she does a good job of making sure that our media presence, our promotions, our advertisements, and all of those things get posted properly. So I just want to give her such kudos. And she makes sure that all of our points and highlights and things of the show gets written about, talked about, and spoken about properly. So there, no show is great without its team, and our production team is just absolutely amazing. My word of the day is this. When all else fails, sit in a quiet place, ask for guidance, understanding, and then apply wisdom. All else fails, sit in silence, ask for guidance and understanding, and apply wisdom. All right, y'all, we're going to get out of here. This is one of my favorite groups of all time, and we're going to just say a little thank you.
We're going to try and come back one day. You know, God willing. Because I remember used to say these three special words. Used to say, hey, I see you on my black sheet before I write or fall or recall this situation now. My memories choke me and stain my pillow as my voice becomes hollow as I trace tear lines around a space that won't fill. And I feel nothing but this way, and the emptiness stays, and it's cluttered with a silence that teases me and leads me on like it's gonna say, like it's gonna say.
Hey, yeah. I'm sorry that I had to leave. I tried to come back. Oh,
I tried to say.
I'm sorry that I had to leave. I tried to come back. One way.
You know, yesterday I stood outside in the rain in an attempt to dissolve away or just disappear or be gone. Be back or be just. I try to see the point. I only see the pain. My dreams cry when they're slain. I regain consciousness to blurry vision. I try to listen out for wisdom long.
He told me that I had to leave. I was about to come back.
I'll try. I'll try.
Sorry that I had to leave, but I tried to come back. I'll try one day. Rain drops the skies, my tears, and I'm honest, but I want to be here with me. Said I can't help but to be selfish, babe. Cause I don't want to be alone. Hey.
I'm sorry that I had to leave. I've tried to come back. Oh,
I need to hear the voice.
Hey, you.